Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, May 31st, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. There are moments in life when words fail us, not because there is nothing to say, but because what we are trying to describe is too vast, too deep, too beautiful for language to contain. I think love is like that, real love, the kind that gives itself away without counting the cost. Today, on this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we stand before such a mystery, not a puzzle to be solved, but a reality to be entered into. Not an idea to be explained, but a life to be lived. And the Church, in her wisdom, does not begin with abstract theology. She gives us a sentence, simple, direct, and almost disarmingly so. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Everything begins there. Not with power, not with judgment, not with distance, but with love. Imagine for a moment a father standing at the edge of a road watching the horizon. He has been there every day since his son left in anger, in pride, in reckless freedom. The father knows what his son has done. He knows the choices, the failures, the wounds inflicted, and yet every day he waits, not to condemn, not to lecture, but to welcome home. That is the heart of God. When Jesus speaks these words to Nicodemus in the quiet of the night, he is revealing something astonishing. God is not turned away from the world in disgust. God is turned towards it in love. God so loved the world, not just the good parts, not just the holy people, not just those who have everything together, the world as it is, broken, restless, searching, lost. And you and I are included in that world. You and I are included in that word. But love, if it is real, always gives. That he gave his only son. This is not a distant love, not a sentimental feeling. This is a love that moves outward, that empties itself. That risks everything. The Father gives the Son. The Son gives himself on the cross. And the love between them, the Holy Spirit, is poured into our hearts. This is the Trinity, not a mathematical problem, but a communion of self-giving love. God is not solitude. God is relationship. God is love that is always being given and received. And here is the mystery. We are not merely observers of this love. We are invited to participate in it. Jesus continues, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." How easy we imagine God as a judge waiting to catch us, to measure us, to expose us. And yet Jesus says plainly, this is not why he came. He did not come to condemn. He came to save, to lift what has fallen, to heal what is wounded, to call back what has been lost. Condemnation is not God's desire. It is what happens when we close ourselves to love, when we refuse to receive what is freely given. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Belief here is not just intellectual agreement. It is trust. It is surrender. It is allowing oneself to be loved and then to live from that love. Let me tell you a story. There was once a woman who carried a quiet shame for many years. Outwardly, her life was ordinary, work, family, and responsibilities, but inside she believed she was unworthy of love. She had made choices she regretted, and no matter how much time passed, she could not forgive herself. One evening she wandered into a church, not for any particular reason, just to sit in the silence. The lights were dim. The tabernacle lamp flickered gently. And there, in that stillness, something unexpected happened. She felt seen, not exposed, not judged, but seen. And in that moment she sensed, not in words, but in a quiet certainty, that God was not looking at her with disappointment, but with love. A love that knew everything and yet did not turn away. Tears came, not of fear, but of relief. For the first time in years, she stopped defending herself, stopped hiding, stopped running. She simply received. That is what it means to believe. The Trinity is not a doctrine we keep at a distance. It is the very life into which we have been baptized, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we are tracing upon our bodies the mystery of divine love. We belong to a God who is communion. We are made for relationship with him and with one another. And so the question today is not, do I understand the Trinity? The question is, am I living within that love? Am I receiving the love of the Father? Am I following the self-giving of the Son? Am I allowing the Holy Spirit to transform my heart? Or am I still standing at a distance, afraid, guarded, and unsure? The truth is, we cannot earn this love. We cannot deserve it. It is given freely, completely, without condition. God so loved the world. He loves you. Not the version of you you wish you were, not the version others expect you to be, but you, as you are, right now. And that love is not passive, it is active. It is reaching for you, calling you, inviting you deeper into trust, into surrender, into communion. As we come to the altar, receiving communion, we are drawn into that very life. The Son gives Himself to us again and again. The Spirit is poured out. The Father receives us. The Trinity is not far away. The Trinity is here. And the invitation remains. Step now into the heart of love. Let us pray. O Father of endless love, you who have created us and called us by name, draw us more deeply into your life. Lord Jesus, Son given for our salvation, teach us to trust your mercy and to follow you with generous hearts. Holy Spirit, living bond of love, dwell within us, transform us, and make us your instruments of peace. Holy Trinity, one God, help us to live in your love, to reflect your communion in our lives, and to lead others into the joy of knowing you. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection on the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day. When we take a part of the gospel that we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.